This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
And good evening. This is James Patrick along with poor Gav and Nick back in the studio coming to you live from the Owl's Nest tonight where your Bradford Owls will take on the Ridgeway Elkers. Your Owls are coming off back-to-back wins and have evened their record at 3-3. Ridgeway Elkers come into the game 3-1. This is a non-league matchup. Your Owls are on top of the D9 standings, tied with Elk County at 1-0. And Ridgeway's on top of the AML North Division at 1-0. What do you think about tonight's game, Gavin?
You know, excited to be back here. This is going to be for sure a good game. Has some ties to it, as you know. Coach John Bernard used to coach on the Ridgeway staff, and now Ridgeway has a new coach after 18 seasons. They have a new coach. Tony Allegretto stepped down after last year with a record of 338-184.
Wow, that's very
so
good.
So it's a different coach, but I'm sure it's the same type of team.
Very nice. Allegretto had a very nice career there, obviously.
Absolutely.
So what I'd like to talk about is the halftime adjustments. This Owls team, four games in a row now, have come out in the second half. Now, the lead was too big in one of them to come back for the victory, but they got it back to a last-second shot. The halftime adjustments, they've really come out in the third quarter and taken it to the other teams. I don't know what Coach Bernardi's got going on in the dressing room, but he's getting them going very, very good at halftime.
And, you know, as much as you don't want to start out slow, it's always better to have a second-half team.
Yep. So the referees have met with the coaches here. Looks like the players will be lining up soon for the national anthem. And we'll have your starting lineups for tonight's non-league matchup between your Bradford Owls and the Ridgeway Elkers. We're going to kick it back to the studio now. This is James Patrick and Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. There's our national anthem. This is James Patrick alongside poor Gav. Welcome back, Gav.
You know, it's good to be back.
Get you a nice little break from college tonight. Do some basketball.
Nothing better.
Tonight's starting lineup. So, Gav, if you go ahead and take us through the starting lineup.
All right. So, first for the visiting Ridgeway Elkers, number 32, Jack Beniger. Number 3, Eric Gustafson. Number 14, Eric Penebianca. Number 4, Aaron Sorg. And number 35, Alex Merritt. As for the Bradford Owls, you have number 2, Lucas Johnson, number 3, Talon Reese, number 10, Jake Franz, number 12, Brendan Warner, and number 21, Chase Weinberg.
Okay, very nice. Ridgeway does have one of the top scorers in District 9 so far through the young season. Aaron Sorg, averaging 21 points a game, currently fourth in scoring in our district.
And, you know, I'm very curious to see what Coach Bernardi has in store for Sorg. He's a very defensive-minded coach. I'm curious to see if he throws in a wrinkle or just plays him straight up.
Yep. They've done some full-court pressing in the first few games. Very successful with it.
You know, that press always works. Even if you don't create turnovers, you speed up the offense, and they don't get into the sets they want to get into.
Yep. Okay, a couple last-minute things for our players here, and we're going to be underway. Your Owls are in their home whites tonight with the red and black trim, and the Elkers are in all maroon with a little bit of gray trim and white letters. Your Owls are going to be going left to right on your radio.
As we have a few seconds here, I want to get into some keys of the game. So the first one is you got to take care of the ball. Value each possession. This might not be a slugfest. It might be a low 30s game, low 40s game. So every possession matters. Number 2, make your free throws. You know, with that being said, you know, points are going to be hard to come by. So if you get a free throw, you got to make it. Keep Ridgeway off the glass. Don't want to give up offensive rebounds. And lastly, do not let Sorg beat you.
Yep. If I was to give an MVP to the Owls so far this year, I'd say it is Chase Weinberg. You know, the top three or four guys certainly all contribute, but Weinberg's pretty much all we have underneath. Now A.J. Gleason comes in there and throws some guys around, does a good job. But Weinberg has lots of rebounds for us. Okay, Ridgeway sets up shop after winning the tip. Beniger has the ball at the top of the key. Owls back in your 2-3 defense, working the ball around the outside, drive down the middle of the lane, kick out for 3. There's Sorg for 3, off the iron, rebounded by Warner.
That's a great rebound by Brendan Warner.
Nice hustle,
especially France, in zone defense.
France brings it across the timeline, and an errant pass to Warner. Ridgeway has the ball again. Looks like your Owls are just going to sit back right now in their 2-3 defense. Ridgeway crosses a timeline. Looks like they, you know, that first possession, they kind of tried to find Sorg there open in the corner, and they got him. It was a beautiful shot, but off the rim.
This looks like an extended 2-3 zone. You have the low guys coming up, traps in the corner, and there's Sorg for a layup. What a cut by Aaron Sorg right there.
Very good, yes. A give and go there. Sorg's wide open going down the lane, lays it in. France brings it back for your Owls. Across the timeline, the Owls set up shop. Reese out on the wing. Reese drives.
And we got an offensive foul. It's going to go on Chase Weinberg.
So Weinberg did a screen there, and they deemed it illegal. So that's the first on Weinberg and the first team foul for your Owls.
And now we got a zone press here. Looks like a 1-2-2 with Weinberg up top, trying to make it hard, and Weinberg almost caused a steal. And the Owls still trapping, and Ridgeway finally sets it up.
Very good hustle by the Owls there. Almost created the turnover. Ridgeway's got the top of the key. Beniger running the offense. Over to Sorg. Sorg tries to pass it in. Kick ball. Ridgeway will inbound on the side.
And that's a great job by Lucas Johnson there. You don't want it to get the ball to the guy in the free throw because that just breaks down the defense. You have options out to the side.
Yep. Well said, my friend.
Oh, what a pass. Oh,
really nice pass underneath. And
steps. We have a travel against number 32, Jack Benninger. He was underneath. It was a great pass in, yep. But took too many steps.
Yep, tried to work it. Weinberg was really tough on the defense. He had to keep sliding his pivot foot and went a little too far. So here comes France back across the timeline. Speed down the lane, kicks it out. Lucas Johnson at the three. Then Talon Reese gets
and
it stolen.
That's a turnover. Oh, what a move there. And a good finish, and one.
And
what
one.
A way to make up for the travel by Jack Benninger as he went coast to coast, and Talon Reese commits the foul as the basket is good.
So that's the first on Reese, and the second team foul. Currently, the Elkers lead, and the free throw's good. The Elkers lead 5-0 over your Owls with 5:44 to go in the first quarter. Talon Reese crosses midcourt out to France on the wing. France into the corner for Warner. Warner back underneath to Weinberg.
And
Weinberg
with
a little half mini hook shot and sinks it. Now a little three-quarter press again by your Owls. They break through.
And now that's broken down, and that's a nice little mid-range jumper there. That is number 14, Eric Penebianco. What a shot that was.
Good job with that name, my friend. Penebianco. Jake France has the ball now, working it around to Reese. Over to Weinberg in the corner. Jake fakes the three and then drives a bit back to Weinberg. Johnson open for three, off the mark. Rebounded by Ridgeway. 7-2, the Elkers lead with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Same starting five on the, and nice tipped away. France with a steal and then outlet.
And it looked
outlet
like,
to Johnson, but one of the Ridgeway guys hustled
back.
Yeah,
and it looked like Lucas Johnson got away with a travel there right in front of the Ridgeway bench.
Ridgeway hustled back and hit it out of bounds. It's going to be Owl's ball. They inbound it to the backcourt. France across the timeline. France, little jumper from the foul line, off the backboard and rim, rebounded by Ridgeway. Owls haven't really found their mark right here so far tonight, Gavin.
No, they have not. And I feel like they're kind of just forcing up shots right now. They're not getting into the sets they want to. They're not getting the shots they want to. And that's because Ridgeway's dictating the offensive game for them.
Trap in the corner by Warner and France. Out of bounds off your Owls. Ridgeway will inbound in the corner. All the way out to Sorg for an open three off the back iron. Good rebound by...
That was Brendan Warner.
Warner. Outlet.
Weinberg, whoa. What a pass down low, and Reese finishes it.
Very nice look. Weinberg, beautiful to Talon Reese, who lays it in. Now three quarters. Oh, almost a steal by Weinberg, and that is a foul, his second, and the team's third. That's one of the things that have bothered the team, the foul trouble. Not so much the last couple games, but those first three games or so. So Weinberg's got a quick two here. He's going to have to go out of the game.
Yeah, but didn't get the substitution in time as A.J. Gleason tried to check in, but the ball was already given to the Ridgeway player. So Weinberg will
there's
be
a
out
steal
there
by Talon
fouls.
Reese. Pass to Weinberg. Weinberg's got to be careful right now. And he throws it. Ridgeway almost intercepts.
And checking into the game now for the Owls is A.J. Gleason for Chase Weinberg.
Okay. So you've got France, Reese, Gleason, Warner, Johnson on the court for your Owls.
And a turnover off the inbound.
Inbounded, Sorg stole it, and Sorg is going to try to go all the way with it.
And
he does.
That's four points for Sorg
now.
Yeah,
Sorg is very aggressive. You can see how he gets 21 a game, no doubt. So Lucas Johnson at top, off to France. France calls a play out. Du Bois in a 1-2-2 zone. Yeah. Warner, mid-range jumper, almost gets the shooter's roll, and rebounded by Ridgeway.
Man, that touched every part of the rim and the backboard.
Hey, so it's currently 9-4. Your Owls are trailing the Elkers with 2:46 to go in the first period.
Owls still in the 2-3 zone. Sorg running... elbow to elbow, trying to free up some space. Benninger up top with it. Finds Sorg on the left wing. Sorg back up top. Penny Bianco. Penny Bianco back to Sorg inside. That's Merritt with it. Merritt with the hook. And we have a travel. Alex Merritt took too many steps. And now checking into the game for the Owls is
Isaiah Fitton
for Lucas Johnson.
So your Owls inbound under the basket. They're trailing 9-4 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the first port period. Talon Reese over to France. France into the corner for Fitton. Fitton back up top for France. France with a nice move. Shake and bake down the lane to Fitton. Over to the corner for Reese. Back out to Fitton. Fitton to Reese. Back to Fitton. Over to Warner. Owls working the ball around real well right now, but trying to get that open man. Reese up top. Reese sets the play. A few games from now, Gavin, we're going to have a shot clock. Those few games a year that the Owls play one. There's Warner with a mid-range jump shot. Nice shot by Warner.
And that makes that a 9-6 ball game as Ridgeway brings it across the timeline. That is Jack Benninger all the way to the hoop. He just went coast to coast and went through at least 5 Owls.
Nice pass underneath to France. Two men on him. He tried to bounce it off him.
What a pass by Jake France.
Well, you call it a pass. we'll go with it, but A.J. Gleason was unable to take advantage of it.
Whether he meant it or not, it got to A.J.
Okay, 11-6, Ridgeway Elkers lead with 58 seconds to go. Ridgeway works it around the outside. Sorg almost had an open jumper there, and he passed it up out to the corner for Benninger, who misses a shot, and it's rebounded by
Merritt,
and he's fouled. White fouls on Isaiah Fitton, his first, the team's fourth, and Benninger will be at the line. No, sorry, Merritt will be at the line for 2 shots.
First one is up and good.
And number 10 checks into the game. That's Kilpeck for Ridgeway.
The second from Merritt. 2 dribbles. It's up and good. Merritt goes 2 for 2 from the line. That makes it a 13-6 ball game.
Winding down the first quarter here, 33 seconds to go. The Owls working it around the outside. Warner in the corner. Warner to Fitton. Fitton gets it stolen by Sorg. And there.
What a block.
Fitton got back.
He got him down
well.
Low.
He blocked the ball, but his body went into the man. Sorg will be at the line for 2. That'll be Fitton's 2nd foul and the team's 5th. 13-6 ball game. The Elkers lead with 19 seconds to go.
Sorg at the line here. And it's good. So far, Ridgeway is 3 for 3 from the line as number 50 now checks in for him, and that's Ethan Strike. Sorg 2nd is also good. That gives Sorg 6 points here in the first quarter.
It does. Well, your Owls are a little bit of danger here right now, down 15-6, 10 seconds to go. Talon Reese drives a lane. Beautiful lay-in. They're waving it off and charged.
Offensive foul.
And drawn by Strike, number 50, that just checked into the game. Nice move by Reese, but they called the charge. So that's Talon's 2nd foul and the team's 6th.
That now puts 3 Owls players with 2 fouls here in the first quarter. It's Reese, Weinberg, and Fitton.
And Ridgeway's yet to have a foul in the game. So the next one, the Elkos are going to be in the bonus. And that's the end of your first quarter. We're going to tally up some stats here, and we'll get back to you. Let's kick it back to our sponsors. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. So, not much scoring for your Owls. 6 points in that first period. Reese, Weinberg, and Warner all with 2 apiece. Each shot and each look for the Owls was good.
Yeah.
They just have had no looks. Gavin, how's them Elkers doing first quarter?
I mean, they're right now they're dictating this game by what they're doing defensively. They're creating turnovers, and the Owls, you know, they don't find an answer for it. I mean, so far, Jack Benninger, he has 5 points. Eric Pianabianca has 2. Sorg, who averages 21 a game, has 6 in the first quarter. And then Alex Merritt has 2.
Yep. So we're going to get underway here in the second quarter.
And while we have a minute, I would like to say that the JV score today was 34-18 in favor of the Bradford Owls.
Nice, nice win for the JV Owls tonight.
And now in the game for the Owls is Adam Ward.
So you'll have Fitton inbounding to France, Gleason, Warner, and Adam Ward in the game for your Owls. Fitton across the time, or sorry, France across the timeline. In the corner to Fitton. Fitton back to France. France to top, middle, Warner. Fitton in the corner again. Back out to France. Back to Fitton. Fitton back to France. Ridgeway's defense just hanging tough in there, mm-hmm. Gav.
Yeah, they are. And part of the problem is the Owls, they need to start whipping the ball around more. You know, they catch it and they hold for like 3 seconds, and that allows Ridgeway to get set up.
Yep, yep. They nearly created an Owl turnover there. It is Owls inbound, though. There's Warner to France. France tries underneath the Ward to A.J. Gleason, who fights hard. Nice move by A.J. Gleason
nice
to draw
move.
The foul. Foul's on number 3, Gustafson. That's Eric Gustafson, if we do happen to hear about the other Gustafson later on. There is 2 of them. A.J. Gleason at the line. Count it.
Nice stroke there from A.J. Gleason.
One more from the line for Gleason.
That one's off the back iron. Jake Franz with the rebound. Franz back out top. Here's Warner. Over to Ward. Franz back out top. Owls set up on their offense. Franz drives, kicks to Fitton. Fitton back out to Franz. Franz to Ward. Ward to Gleason. Gleason tries to go baseline. Nothing there. Back to Ward. Now to Franz up top. Franz takes a dribble over to Ward. Ward back to Franz. Now AJ comes out and sets a screen. Jake for 3. No. Fakes it over to Fitton. Looks inside. What a pass by Jake Franz to A.J. Gleason, and he finishes it.
Very nice.
Beautiful pass from Jake Franz.
Very nice. Worked the ball around. Just kept working the ball around. Got it to the open man. A.J. Gleason lays it in.
And, you know, Franz started that by getting the rebound off of A.J.'s missed free throw, and then he finds A.J., and A.J. finishes it.
15-9, the Elkers lead. There's Sorg from 3 off the rim. Rebounded by Gleason. Out to Warner. Warner brings it across the timeline into Adam Ward. Out to France. France with a step. Takes a medium jumper off the front iron. And
Pianabianca with a rebound there. Tough rebound.
Good tough rebound by Ridgeway. I think this game's heating up now, Gavin.
Yeah, they are. But the Owls have to be careful here on defense. Sorgie's been getting good looks. So far, they haven't fallen. But when you average 21 points a game, they start falling. And that, speaking of Sorg, here he is. Brings it up top. Nice pass over to Benninger.
A lot of arms in there. And
we got a timeout, perhaps? Yeah.
Ridgeway got the timeout.
That'll
it's just
be a 30.
Second. We're going to kick it back to our station. Nick, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Come here, Mike. But it's the same place. Oh. Good evening. Welcome back here to the second quarter of your Bradford Owls basketball game against Ridgeway. And there's Sorg for 3, and he nails it.
Just like I said, you know, you have to be careful with Sorg there.
So 18-9, the Elkers lead with 5:40 to go. Bradford working the ball around the outside. There's Jake France. France up to the foul line for A.J. Gleason. A.J. comes it out, works it to France for 3. Little long. Warner hustles for a rebound. It's on the ground. Once again, timeout called by Ridgeway.
That looked as if Warner had the ball when Ridgeway called that timeout, however. Oh, and so Bradford did take the timeout.
Okay.
Warner did have possession. He was the one that called the timeout.
He was looking. It didn't say where he pointed. So your Owls are, you know, we can't keep leaving Sorg open, as you said. He's one of the top scorers in D9, and right now he's sitting on, what, 9 points
already in the first half.
Yep. So your Owls come out of the timeout with Warner, Gleason, France, Ward, and Johnson.
And Jake will inbound it underneath.
If I were to give it a name, I'd say that's their speedy lineup.
Jake looking for somebody, and he kicks it out top to Brendan Warner. Warner takes a few dribbles through the legs over to Johnson on the right wing. Lucas dribbles into the middle, dribble handoff with Adam Ward. Adam over to Jake. Jake jabs right, goes left, and he creates a foul, and that'll be underneath. It's on Ridgeway number 32, Jack Benninger. That's his first.
Only the team's second team foul. Your Owls have six team fouls, three players with two fouls. Okay, inbounded to Warner up top. Warner, little dribble off to the side there. Lucas Johnson dribbles in toward the foul line, spins back to Warner. Almost took the medium range jumper. France with the ball. Warner outside the three line. Dribbles up top. Little drive back to Jake France. France takes it out, resets it. France trying to drive the lane.
And creates another foul.
Creates
good job
another
there by Jake.
Foul.
That's going to be Ridgeway's third. And that foul goes on number two, Alec DeValence.
So Jake just driving, working the ball around, drawing some fouls. The Elkers lead 18-9 with 4:30 left to go in the game. Pretty quiet here right now at the Owl's Nest. Nice pass underneath to Warner. A.J. Gleason finds Warner underneath. Warner lays it in.
And that gives Warner 4 points on the night as he's the leading scorer for the Owls.
Six.
Sorg up top for Ridgeway. Gets a screen. Goes back left. Over to 32, that's Jack Benninger. Benninger looking for Alex Merritt. Can't find him. Back up to Sorg. Over to Penebianca. Penebianca up to Benninger. Looking for Sorg. Doesn't hit him. Penebianca. Sorg inside. That's Benninger. Pump fake. Looking for Merritt. Can't find him. And Penebianca, he had a three there, but he fumbled the catch. Over to Sorg. Sorg down low, and there's Alex Merritt. And that's short, and it's rebounded by A.J. Gleason. Good, tough rebound by A.J.
Very nice. Very nice defense by the Owls. France on the run. Back to Gleason. Back out to Johnson.
Jake has
France,
an open three.
Wide open three for France. Oh! Off the front end, back iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway. 18-11, the Elkers lead with 3:25 to go in the first half. Sorg dribbling around. Lucas Johnson defending him. Sorg again with the ball, top of the key, into the corner. Owls defense is a little much defense there on Lucas Johnson. That's going to be a 1-1 for the Elkers. That's Lucas Johnson's first foul, and like I said, the seventh for your Owls.
And
so
shooting 1-1 for Ridgeway is Jack Benninger. First one up and good. So he gets the second. And that makes it a 19-11 ball game here with 3:01 left here in the second quarter. Benninger second. Also good.
Okay. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Your Owls trailing 20-11. Jake France across the timeline. France over to Warner. Warner looking for an open man. Dribbles around. Back to the corner for Lucas Johnson. He penetrates a bit and then back out. Ward at the top, over to Gleason in the far corner. Gleason, nice pass down low to Lucas Johnson. Very nice pass underneath.
A big man like A.J. Gleason should not be able to pass like that, but yet he does. He had a nice feed to Jake Franz and now one to Lucas Johnson, and it cuts the lead to 7.
Now the Owls, a little bit of pressure defense. Ridgeway works the ball around the outside. Here's Sork for 3. Off the front iron, rebounded by Ridgeway. And then stolen away by your Owls. Now it's on the ground. Adam Ward gets it out to Lucas Johnson.
And what a block.
Oh, a block Jack by Ridgeway. He stuffed Lucas Johnson on the layup.
That was a heck of an effort from Jack Benninger getting back there, and he blocked it right off the backboard. He comes back down the other way. Sorg dribbles in. Alex, that's Merritt for 3, and he hits it. Alex Merritt from downtown. And it's a 10-point lead for Ridgeway.
23-13, 1:32 to go. Now the Owls need to cut into this lead a little bit before the half. A.J. for 3 off the front rim. Rebounded by Ridgeway.
Nah, Ridgeway's going to slow it down here. With 1:15 left, I don't know if they're going to hold for one or just look and try and get the best shot they can.
Well, if you remember correctly, Gavin, Ridgeway is one of the teams that traditionally would slow it down.
Yep.
When they get a lead like this, they'll go to the four corners.
Four corners, the UNC four corners.
Shut the whole game down.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they're doing right here. They have the one big guy in the middle setting screens.
They've had a few games over the years, even playoff games, that finish 10-8. So the Owls are in trouble here with a 10-point deficit.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're just holding for one shot here. Worst case scenario, they go into halftime up by 8.
Yeah. So Ridgeway just throwing it around. Another 30 seconds to go. The Owls.
Adam Ward.
Adam Ward with the quick hands almost stole it. And then Jake France commits a foul. That's France's first. That's the teammates. They seem to all just get frustrated with the passes there. Adam Ward almost picked his pocket. So this will be a 1-1 for Ridgeway. Benninger at the line again.
And now checking in is Eric Gustafson. He's checking in for number 2, Alec DeValent. And here's the first shot. And it's no good, but Benninger gets his own rebound.
Long rebound all the way out.
Killer rebound there.
And
now Sorg up top, 15 seconds. Over to Benninger with 12. Benninger drives left. That looked like a bit of a push-off, and that's what they call. Benninger extended that right arm on Lucas Johnson. That leaves the Owls it with Owls balls with 9.7 seconds left, down by 10.
That's Benninger's second foul, and the team's fourth. So the Owls have 9.7 seconds to go the length of the court here. France into Ward. There goes France. Jake gets fouled.
And that's just smart basketball there by Ridgeway. Yep. They have fouls to give, so they're going to use them.
That was Kilpeck. That's the fifth team foul, and the Owls have 6.3. They'll be inbounding here at half court. Jake to A.J., back to Jake. Long 3. Off the mark. Rebound by Ridgeway. That's going to be your halftime score, 23-13, Elkers lead. We're going to tally up our stats here. We'll be back with our halftime show. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case Vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota, Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today. I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
298 CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick with Poor Gav. We're at the halftime of your Bradford Owls against the Ridgeway Elkers game. Gavin, this one has a lot of feel like the Oil City game earlier this year. The Owls went into the locker room that night 10 points down at the half. They really came out, adjusted well, and a last-second shot for the win fell short. I hope they make the same adjustments. What do you think?
It was a rough first half for the Owls. Couldn't really get anything set up offensively. And you know the keys to the game: take care of the ball. The Owls have been iffy with the turnovers. Make the free throws. They've only been to the line, I believe, once. And it was A.J. Gleason. He went 1-for-2. Keep Ridgeway off the glass. I think Ridgeway had at least 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. And got to keep Aaron Sorg off the score sheet. And so far, he has 9 points.
Yep. So for your Owls, balanced scoring across the board, but not much of it. Reese Weinberg and Johnson all have 2 apiece. Warner has 4, and Gleason has 3. Just... not much happening.
No.
I really look for, I mean, like I told you earlier in the pregame, that they've made halftime adjustments in each game and really come out, even though some of them they've fallen short in, some of them they've taken over. So I hope they can make some adjustments and make some stuff happen here.
Yeah, and what stands out most to me, if you look at that Al score sheet, you see one name with 0 points. That's Jake Franz.
He's right there amongst their leading scorers every game. And, yeah, France was zero. That hurts. So, once again, Aaron Sorg, if you're just tuning in, is one of the top scorers in District 9. He currently averages 21 points a game for the Elkers. He has 9 points. He's made a couple threes. That's another thing. The Owls they've taken 2 free throws, and they've made 0 threes. Just not much there. 23-13 Ridgeway. But the second halves have always been exciting, so we're ready for an exciting second half. We're going to kick it back to the studio, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest as we're about to kick off the second half here between the Bradford Owls and the Ridgeway Elkers. If you're just joining us, Ridgeway got out to a 15-6 lead after the first quarter and pushed that lead to 23-13 by half. I'm here with James Patrick. This is Poor Gav. I'm curious to see what adjustments the Owls make here to start this half.
Yeah, you should get a good look, and the intricacies that you certainly would know better than me. You may see exactly what they're doing, but I do anticipate something because it's happened every game so far.
Something I would like to see the Owls go back to, not every possession, but after maybe like makes, get into that 1-2-2 zone. The couple times they did it, I believe the one time Chase Weinberg almost got a steal. I believe they actually had a steal the one time. So it just speeds up the opposition, and it makes them throw passes that they don't want to throw.
Ridgeway's going to inbound. Your starting five in the second half for your Owls is Johnson, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese.
And for the Ridgeway Elkers, it's Jack Benninger, Alex Merritt, Aaron Sorg, Eric Penne-Bianco, and Eric Gustafson.
And there's Sorg for three.
Nice rebound there from Brendan Warner.
Rebounded by Warner to Johnson. A little bit of pressure on the ball. Johnson crosses the timeline. Johnson to Reese. Reese working around at the top. Gets a nice pick by Chase Weinberg. Over to Johnson. Johnson back to Reese. Reese looking for an open man. And he tries to take his man, drive down the lane, gets the shot off, and draws the foul.
Nice play there by Reese.
Nice move.
Little spin, got into the lane, went up hard with his right, and he got the foul against him.
That's Benninger, and that's his third. The team's first of the second half. It's going to be two shots here for Talon Reese. Count it.
And we got a sub here for Ridgeway checking in for the first time. It's going to be Hunter Buehler.
Count it.
And he is checking in for Benninger.
Okay, I kind of anticipated this pressure we're about to see by your Owls defense. So the Owls started with the two free throws to begin the second half. Here comes some full court press.
And it's that 1-2-2 zone that they went to earlier in the game. However, the one change they make, they have Jake Franz up top, as he is a little more speedier than Chase Weinberg, and that's why.
There you go.
And Weinberg got the steal, finds Johnson. Jake inside, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Jake Franz. Penny Bianca, you know, he stood his ground. Jake went right into his chest, and that's a charge all
Everything
day.
Worked there the way they wanted except the charge. So the pressure did create the turnover, and France went a little hard. That's his second foul, the team's first. Ridgeway inbounds again under their basket. Pressure put on here by your Owls.
And I do like the change they made to the zone. They put Weinberg back as he has a lengthier reach, and there's another steal off the zone.
Another steal by Reese. Reese over to Warner. Warner back to Reese. Open three.
Free ball.
Little short. Rebounded
nice
by
rebound
Weinberg.
By Weinberg, and that's blocked
stuffed.
By Sword.
Weinberg gets it back.
Out.
Back to Reese. The Owls set it back up. Good hustle by Weinberg to get that rebound. Get it out to the Reese. France at the top of the key. France down low to Weinberg. He lays it in.
Nice
beautiful pass
by Jake Franz.
Beautiful pass. And Weinberg puts it in.
Back into the zone. The zone press here for the Owls. Sorg over to Penny Bianca. Penny Bianca still has it crossed half court. And almost a steal by Chase Weinberg, but he commits the foul.
And that is his third and the team's second.
And I would not be surprised if A.J. Gleason checks into the game.
Yeah, certainly. 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. That's three fouls on Weinberg.
It looks like Coach John Bernardi is going to trust Chase Weinberg with three fouls early. And nope, just as I speak, A.J. Gleason checks into the...
Okay, Ridgeway's got the ball at the timeline. Bring it in. That's Penn and Bianco, I think, over there. Benninger brings it around.
Good defense there by Jake Franz up top. And that's a tough foul there. And that's going to be Franz's third foul.
That's Franz's third foul. And that is...
The team's third for the half.
Team's third. Chase Weinberg takes a seat. In comes A.J. Gleason.
Franz is going to stay out.
The Owls are in pretty good foul trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. They trail by six currently. They've cut the 10-point deficit to six with 5:41 to go in the third.
Jake has to be careful when he's playing defense. Since he likes to get up there and ride the guys, but he can't overcommit there.
There's Ray working it around the outside. Sorg way up top. Back to Sorg. Sorg. Drives, kicks it back. It's in the corner now. All the way back up for Benninger. Sorg again in the corner.
Nice steal there by Jake Franz as he tipped it out from the back of Penny Bianca.
And A.J. Gleason got the ball. Your Owls got the ball now, working it around. Here's Talon Reese. Reese up top, sets the play. Reese over to Johnson.
Nice screen there by A.J. Gleason.
Johnson, Reese in a corner, open off the back iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway.
That's Benninger with the rebound. That's his fourth of the game as he's going to bring it across the timeline. Chase Weinberg comes back up to the scorer's table as he's going to check back in with three fouls. Benninger up top over to Aaron Sorg. Sorg inside. That's Merritt. Merritt down low. And what a finish, and one by Eric Gustafson. he was underneath the hoop and just kind of flipped it high off the backboard, and it fell.
He had zero angle to make that, and he did. That foul's on Warner. That's his first. The team's fourth. Looks like the Owls are going to go all or nothing here. Going to bring Weinberg back in with the three fouls. You know, they're currently down by eight with a free throw pending. Going to have to cut into this lead, or...
It's up and good from Gustafson. That gives Gustafson his third point of the game. And here comes Brendan Warner to bring it over half court. Talon Reese inside. Back. Here's Warner in the corner for three. Book it. It's a three. Nice shot there from Brendan Warner in the corner. That's a 26-20 Ridgeway lead. They're back into the zone.
Back to a six-point lead. Pressure by the Owls. Be careful, Chase Weinberg.
Ooh, and I think they might have gotten Jake with his fourth foul.
Yep.
And it is Jake Franz with his fourth foul. That is a killer.
That's the fifth team foul. That's Jake's fourth.
And he's going to have to check out with 358 left in the third.
And no points. Very uncharacteristic game for Jake.
And now Chase is checking out, too, as Adam Ward comes in.
So you currently have Ward, Johnson, Gleason, Warner, and Reese in there for your Owls.
That is just a killer foul on Jake Franz.
And there's Sork for three. Boy, that looked good, but it went off the back rim. And there's a foul on Reese. Wait. The foul's on Sork. That's Sork's first, the team's second.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough call for the official. They're both are going for the loose ball. They run into each other. That could have gone either way.
Yeah, that was a 50-50. We'll take that.
And now Ridgeway gets into a press here as Talon Reese inbounds it to Brendan Warner. Warner on the left wing here over Lucas Johnson. Johnson back over to Talon Reese. Sork, Garden Reese. Nice screen there by Brendan Warner. Nice roll as well. As A.J. Gleason gets it down low. Nice pass. That's another three for the Owls. And no good by A.J. Gleason with the rebound. And, looked like he got fouled. And there is one.
Good AJ hustle will by shoot A.J. Two. A.J. got two rebounds there off his own miss. And that's Sorg again. That's two quick ones on Sorg. The team's third. A.J.'s going to be shooting two. Your Owls are only down by six right now.
And A.J.'s first one short. And coming into the game for the Owls is number 24, Isaiah Fitton, for number 2, Lucas Johnson.
One more free throw here for A.J. Gleason. Your Owls are trailing off the side rim.
A.J. missed them both.
Currently, the Elkers are leading 26-20 with 3:20 to go in the third period.
Sorg up top for Ridgeway. Has Adam Ward guarding him. Back out top. And that's Benninger. Benninger, Ward puts the count on it. Benninger drives, kicks to Penny Bianco. Back to Benninger. They're looking for Sorg every time down the court, and you can see Brendan Warner has making sure he's on him at all times. Penny Bianco on the right corner. He dribbles it back up top because of a screen of Merritt. Next feed down by Penny Bianco to Benninger. Benninger lost his dribble, and he's stuck in the corner, but he finds Penny Bianco at the top. You know, this is some good defense here by the Owls. You know, they're creating some pressure. Ridgeway's throwing passes across the court, which can lead to some tips. And how Benninger rises all. That's a tough shot. Benninger pulled up from the elbow and drained it.
His first points of the third quarter. Benninger, nice floater. Oh, Warner almost took a deep three-pointer. Down low to Gleason. Gleason hard to the rim, off the rim. Rebounded by Ridgeway.
And now Ridgeway with numbers, led by Sorg. And he's just going to bring it back out and reset.
28-20, the Elkers lead. Nice pass underneath and a foul on probably Gleason.
Yep, looked like that was on AJ. That's going to be, I believe, AJ's first.
35. AJ Gleason with a foul. That is his first. And that's the team's sixth.
Like in the first half, we're already getting into that trouble where they could be shooting 1-1.
2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Good pressure on the ball by Adam Ward. Sorg has it for Ridgeway.
And Nice scrappy defense from Adam Ward, but Ridgeway gets the timeout just in time.
Timeout, Ridgeway.
And this looks like it's going to be a 30-second.
30-second timeout. We will kick it back to the station real quick. This is Bradford Isles Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Ridgeway inbounds coming out of the timeout with 1:43 to go in the third quarter. Across the timeline.
That's Jack Benninger with the ball.
Ridgeway currently leads by 8, 28-20.
A nice steal by Adam Ward. Ward going the other way. Sorg. Oh. And we got a double dribble on Adam Ward.
Double dribble on Ward.
It was a smart play by Ward. You know, yes. He felt Sorg coming. He tried to pump fake him, but he just lost the ball and dribbled it again.
Sorg's quite a bit larger, and he was baiting him to block the layup. So Adam pulled up.
And Benninger brings it across the timeline for the Elkers. And he's looking for Penny Bianco, and he gets it to him. Al switch up top as Ward guards him. Ward riding him hard. And now here is Benninger. Benninger over to Gustafson. Gustafson inside and almost a steal by Gleason, but it falls to Merritt and he lays it in for two. That's a killer.
That is. That's Merritt's first points of the third quarter. It's 30-20. It's still 10-point lead, same as halftime. Reese crosses the timeline. 51 seconds to go in the third. Warner with the ball up top. Adam Ward, 3-point line. Drives out to the middle. Sorg is all over him.
And what do we have here? And we do have a foul. And it looks like that might be on Sorg, which could be his third. And it is on Sorg.
That's the team's fourth. Sorg was all over Adam there. Huh? A little too much. So your Owls are going to inbound it on the wing. Talon Reese inbound. Isaiah Fitton, Ward, Warner, and A.J. Gleason. Your five Owls out there right now.
This is a good chance for the Owls to take advantage. They have Sorg on the bench for the last 30 seconds, and Warner a deep three. That's off the back iron, and they get their own rebound. Fitton, down low. Adam Ward, and he's fouled. Nice job by Adam Ward to draw the foul.
And that's going to be on 35, Merritt. His first. The team's fifth. Adam Ward's going to be at the line for two. Like you said, a key to the game. They need to make these free throws. Last time down, they didn't get them.
Nope. Here's the first from Adam. And that one's no good.
Off the iron.
And checking back in for Ridgeway is Benninger and Sorg. As you can hear, Ridgeway head coach Eric Herzing telling Aaron Sorg to be smart here for the last 26 seconds. And what do we have here? The refs are discussing something here.
The foul was on...
It was on Merritt.
35, Merritt.
And then, they were going to send Sorg back to the scorer's table, but now they're keeping him in.
Okay, one more free throw here for Adam Ward.
And no good, but A.J. Gleason with the rebound, and he misses the layup. And Bradford ball as it rolls out of bounds.
Well, good hustle by your Owls to keep possession.
Talon Reese was laying it all on the line there, diving for that ball.
Ridgeway is cycling through the subs here, every whistle.
As they do have Benninger and Sorg each with three fouls, so they don't want them to pick up their fourth before the fourth quarter.
Okay, they're going offensive, defensive. Talon Reese is going to inbound on the wing. For your Owls.
Reese looking.
Inbounds to Gleason. Gleason underneath the Fitton. Fitton to Ward. Little medium jumper. Too hard. Rebounded by Ridgeway. 14 seconds to go.
Penny Bianco dribbling. Goes hard left.
Tipped by Gleason.
And Ward, can he get a shot off here? He can. And he's fouled. What a great job there by Adam Ward. You could see he was looking up at the clock as he was dribbling. And it wasn't a normal layup because he took off maybe three steps before he should have, but he drew the foul. And that's on Jackson Kilpak, the foul.
He did a finger roll from the other end of the planet. It worked out perfect. Come on, Adam Ward.
Yeah, that one's short.
Sorry, who's that? Okay. Kilpak.
Each team with six fouls here in the second half. Ward's second shot. And no good either.
That's
And that'll be the end of the third quarter.
Correct me if I'm wrong, poor Gav, but I believe we just missed our last six free throws.
I believe that is correct.
In a 10-point game, that really hurts. So we're going to take a quick break here at the end of the third quarter. It's 30-20, the Elkers lead. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest here as we're about to start the fourth quarter. That third quarter ended up with a 7-7 score. Each team scored seven points as the lead stayed at 10 for Ridgeway. And, you know, for this last frame, you know, we just have to make those free throws. As you said before, we went to break, missed six in a row.
Yeah, you know, all teams need to take advantage of the free throw line. Okay, the Owls are going to inbound to start the fourth quarter. You've got Reese, France, Weinberg, Johnson, and Warner on the floor right now. Reese has the ball up top. He's going to start to play. Reese to Weinberg. Weinberg looking for an open man. Weinberg dribbles. Out to Reese again. Reese has the ball on the wing. Takes it up top. Resets the play. Over to Johnson in the corner. Johnson tries to go underneath. It's not there. France, top of the key, and down to the free throw line to Johnson. Weinberg way up top. Oh.
He lost it, dribbling one in.
Weinberg tried to drive the lane and lost the ball.
Now
Ridgeway ball.
Because Ridgeway has his, you know, two keys here. You cannot foul if you're Jake France or Chase Weinberg. You each have four fouls. And you have to rebound when a shot goes up. But I would not be surprised at all.
Well,
there's an errant turnover there by Ridgeway as Benninger tried to go underneath to Gustafson but overshot it.
There's a little help. But what you were about to say is they're going to just slow the game
corners.
Down.
The four corners, yeah, they're going to go to the four corners.
It'll be really tough to make up this deficit against Ridgeway. But they did throw the errant pass there. Come on, Jake. Jake's got the ball, top of the free throw line to Warner. Warner leaves it for Reese. Reese, three-point line to the foul line. Back out. Johnson. Johnson down low to Weinberg. Back to Reese at the three-point line. Reese, nice pass to Warner. Warner's mid-range jumper just off the iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway. And
here's the four corners as Merritt finds Sorg in the corner, but Sorg's not going to launch a three that early. And he finds Merritt down low, and he puts it in. Sorg had the open three, but with the 10-point lead, he knew that was not the shot, and he found Merritt underneath, and that pushes the lead to 12 for Ridgeway.
Yeah, the Elkers lead by 12. Jake France trying to make something happen there. He did draw a foul on 14.
That's Penny Bianco.
Penny Bianco is his first.
That's the team's seventh. From that here on out. The Owls will shoot free throws, and they have to make these. Jake's first one, count it.
Jake is usually money. None of these free throws missed have been his, but.
And that puts Jake on the scoreboard tonight. And he missed it, but Weinberg saves it. but it goes out of bounds, and it will be Ridgeway ball. As Ridgeway inbounds it, it's Penne Bianco back to Jack Benninger. Benninger, as the Owls do go back into the 1-2-2 zone press, and Chase almost commits a steal. And another errant pass.
That one's to you, Gav. Okay, I got the ball, folks. All the way up to our radio announcing booth in the upper deck. Okay, Bradford Owls basketball. Always good to get in the game.
It's been a couple years for me. It's been a couple years.
Talon Reese with the ball. Top of the key. Takes a three.
That's
off the back iron. Rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg fighting for the rebound. He gets it.
And he finishes. A nice job by Chase.
Good job by Chase Weinberg. Rebound, maintain control, put it back up and in.
And we have a foul on Lucas Johnson. That's going to be his second.
His second, the team's seventh. That's going to be a 1-1 for Ridgeway.
And that's Jack Benninger going to the line for Ridgeway.
Jake France is negotiating with the ref.
Johnson feels like there's a bit of a push off there, but the ref is not buying it.
That's good for Benninger. One more for him. 10-point lead once again for the Elkers with 5:19 to go in the game.
And the second is good from Benninger. As he will come out of the game as Alec DeValance comes back in. And that's just an offense for defense switch there as Benninger does have three fouls.
Yep.
And Reese will bring it across half court. Reese on the left wing finds Warner on the right. Inside to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a dribble left. Nice ball movement here for the Owls. As Warner finds Johnson. Johnson drives, kicks. Reese does the same, and he finds Johnson. And he's going to launch a three, and that's good. Lucas Johnson from downtown.
Very nice. Worked the ball around, got the open guy. Back to an 8-point game.
And here we are in that zone press. Sorg looking, and almost a steal.
Boy, France has to be careful.
And Jake. Yeah, does get a turnover. Nice job by Jake France. Him and Penne Bianco went diving for the ball, as Penne Bianco did have the ball, but he dove out of bounds. And this is a huge opportunity here for the Owls.
6-point game, 4:40 to go.
You know, if the Owls can get a bucket
game,
here,
sorry.
If the Owls can get a bucket here, it could get the crowd back into the game and get some momentum.
Here
for
comes
him.
Jake driving the lane, over to Weinberg.
Oh,
it was impressive just to get a shot off, and it went up and over the rim.
Here's Benninger bringing it back. Jake has to be careful with those four fouls inside. Merritt, and what a block by Weinberg off the backboard. And
Ridgeway stepped out of bounds.
And Eric Herzing is not happy about that. He felt as if Jack Benninger was pushed out of bounds, but the ref saw it differently.
Okay, the crowd has woke up now. Maybe we can make a run here. Your Owls down by 8 with 4:19 to go. France inbound to Reese. Reese across the timeline. Reese back out to France. Reese up top looking for an open man, and then
Reese drew a foul.
Yes, a hand check on him. 32.
And that's on Benninger.
Benninger is his
foul.
Fourth. Benninger's fourth, and the team's eighth. Reese is going to shoot the 1-1.
And this could cut it to a 6-point lead.
And it might put one of their starters on the bench, possibly.
Second leading scorer? No. Yeah, one of the top leading scorers tonight in Benninger.
France is good. Count it.
Nice free throw there from Talon Reese.
Oh, sorry.
Second from Reese.
Count it.
And that's a big, big swing here for the Owls. Down by 6 with Jack Benninger with 4 fouls. Benninger still on the court. Looking, he finds Sorg. Sorg trapped in the corner. Gustafson, Penne Bianco missed the layup, but Gustafson gets the rebound.
I'll tell you what,
And he lost it out of bounds. Gustafson couldn't get a handle on it, and it went out of bounds.
That Gustafson pass to Penne Bianco underneath was just beautiful. I was unable to get it in. And then Gustafson lost control, so the Owls have the basketball. Here goes Reese down the lane.
And they're going to call a travel. And
travel on Talon Reese. He did that Euro step.
Yeah, that's a tough break for the Owls, too, because that could have been called a charge or a block on Ridgeway. As Ridgeway brings it across. And Chase Weinberg has to be careful, and the Owls just let Benninger go all the way, but he missed it. Sorg gets the rebound and puts it in. Pushes the lead back to 8.
That's Sorg's first basket in the second half. He's up to 11 points now. 3:06 to go in the game. An 8-point game. Ridgeway Elkers lead 36-28. There's Reese to France. France down low to Weinberg.
And nice Weinberg finish lays by it in. Chase Weinberg. And a great pass from Jake France.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. All right, pressure.
And that's going to be Chase's fifth.
No.
Chase tried to slow it up.
I have Chase with 4, but I'm certainly not an official scorer. So do they.
Jump the gun.
He's got one more to go. So Ridgeway's going to be at the line. That's the Owls' 8th team foul. So it's a 1-1 here for Benninger.
And he missed it.
He missed it.
And rebounded
by Weinberg.
Rebound.
Your Owls down by 6 with the ball. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes Reese. Pass is tipped out of bounds by Ridgeway.
Checking in for Ridgeway's number 10, Jackson Kilpeck. And he's going to get Jack Benninger a breather, as Benninger does have 4 fouls.
Reese could inbound to Johnson. You got Reese, Johnson, Weinberg, Warner, and France.
Nice pass.
Johnson underneath. Beautiful.
Nice pass from Chase Weinberg at the point. He found Johnson underneath, and he puts it in, and the lead is down to 4.
4-point game.
And it's almost a steal by Lucas. Good job by Lucas Johnson.
Lucas Johnson hits it out of bounds.
And Benninger checks back in for Kilpeck.
Well, just like other games, we're down to 4 points here. 2:21 to go. The Owls are pressuring the ball. It's a kick ball that didn't get called.
And a tough break by the Owls. It was just a mad scramble, and Penny Bianca found the ball underneath the hoop for 2.
Back to a 6-point game. Johnson over to Reese. Reese drives the lane.
And
it's stolen.
Benninger the other way.
Stolen
Jake tries to get a steal. He does it, and Benninger lays it in. Huge, huge momentum swing there. As the lead was down to 4, now it's back to 8.
And that's a timeout for your Owls, full timeout. We're going to send it back to our producer, Nick, at the studio. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest, as it's a 40-32 Ridgeway lead as the teams are taking the court after a timeout here in the fourth quarter. Each team has 8 fouls as... you know, that was a killer momentum swing there before the timeout there.
It was. Right now, Warner's going to go out of the game, and A.J. Gleason's going to start the fourth, come out of the timeout. A.J. Gleason's back in the game. 1:48 to go. Your Owls down by 8. They're going to have to get some points here quick. Reese to Gleason. Gleason, the ball's pressured. Jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Ridgeway. A.J. Fought hard, and they had a jump ball. Ridgeway's possession. The Owls are really going to pressure it here now.
Yeah, they're into the point of the game where it's steal to foul as they're down by 8 with 1:38 left, and they inbound it to Penny Bianco. Penny Bianco finds Sorg, but oh, that hit! It hit Coach Eric Herzing out of bounds, but the ref didn't see it.
Wow.
We have a foul on Aaron Sorg. And that's his fourth, and now the Owls will shoot 1-1, and it looks like Lucas Johnson will be shooting.
That was a weird sequence there, poor Gav. I mean, the ball went off the coach, who's obviously out of bounds. And
you know, the ref was right there.
He was right there. And then I didn't see the number four there, Sorg, with a foul, but...
And they're not calling it a 1-1. They're calling it a player control foul.
Oh, okay. That's their ninth team foul, but since it's player control, no shots. So your Owls are down by 8, 40-32, with 1:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Johnson and Reese work in the backcourt. Here comes Johnson across the timeline. Over to Reese, back to Johnson. Johnson to France. France trying to make something happen. Drives all the way underneath to Warner. Warner open and...
Hit the wire above the hoop.
Hit the wire above the hoop. Change of possession. And A.J. Gleason checks back into the game.
And Benninger.
Yeah, A.J. and Warner are doing the defense-offense thing. Here's your Owls with pressure again.
1:05 left here in the game. Down by 8. Sorg dribbling it. And he gets it across. Breaks the press with ease. Finds Penny Bianco, and now the Owls are going to have to go into foul mode, and Johnson does. That's going to be the Owls' ninth foul, so Ridgeway still in the 1-1.
It's a third on Johnson. So let's reset it. It's 40-32, Elkers. 54.6 seconds left. Warner checks back into the game for Gleason. Benninger at the line again, and he is... He's been pretty much money from the line tonight. There's another one.
I have that as his 14th point of the game so far. Benninger again.
And he makes them both. We're back to a 10-point lead for the Elkers with 54 seconds to go. The Owls are going to have to get a three ball up and a steal right now. They roll it to delay the clock start. Here comes Jake France. Jake over to Reese.
And Ridgeway's giving him nothing.
Yeah, here's France in the corner for three. Short, rebounded by Weinberg, but...
We're going to have a jump ball, I believe. And we do, and it will stay Al's ball.
42 seconds to go now. Weinberg fought hard for that ball against three Elkers. 42-32 Ridgeway. With 42 seconds to go.
Owls inbound it. Here's France up top. Looks for Reese in the corner. Down low to Weinberg. He's going to go up with it. And it
Weinberg
falls.
With that shooter's touch. Very nice.
Cuts the lead to 8 with 30 seconds. Owls still in the press.
Weinberg gets
and Sorg almost throws it away, but he doesn't. Benninger brings it across. And the Owls trying to foul, but they can't. And now they finally do. About 12 seconds went off there before the refs actually called a foul on the Owls.
There were hands hitting the Elker player, and nothing being called.
That's going to be on Brendan Warner. That'll be his second foul.
Second. Owls are in double bonus now.
And this is the last guy you want to send to the line, Benninger. He's been money.
Benninger again. Is.
And he put it in again. 16 for Benninger tonight. Second from Benninger. Got it.
And back to a 10-point game again with 20 seconds to go. Your Owls are going to inbound. They almost muffed the inbound pass. There's
Johnson in the corner for three.
Here comes Weinberg back to France. The time is running out. There's 8 seconds to go. France.
And one.
Gets on the board with a drive down the lane. Lays it in, and we'll have one.
Nice take by Jake there as he drove hard to the left, laid it in, got fouled, and he'll have one at the line.
That's going to give Jake 3 points right now. I'm sure he's very disappointed in that. He's the leading scorer for the Owls with almost 12 a game.
Oh, what a play by Jake. He just throws it off the backboard and lays it in. Threw it off the backboard, hit the rim, got his own rebound, and put it in.
That's practice for the future, ladies and gentlemen. Your final score tonight is Ridgeway 44 and your Bradford Owls 38. We'll get things together here. We'll be back for a postgame show. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit MatchingDonors.com.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Bradford Area High School, as today the Bradford Owls fell 44-38 to the Ridgeway Elkers. We're going to go through some scoring. Do you want to take it, the Owls?
I will. Your Owls were led tonight by Chase Weinberg with 10 points. Lucas Johnson and Brendan Warner both with 7 apiece. Talon Reese had 5. A.J. Gleason with 3. And Jake France with 5 right there at the end. The Owls just couldn't get things going tonight, and they missed a bunch of free throws. Lots of foul trouble. Just, I don't know. It's we'll learn from it and move on. What do you got, Gavin, with the visitors?
So the leading scorer for the Ridgeway Elkers was Jack Benninger with 17 points. Aaron Sorg, who averaged 21, scored 11 today. Alex Merritt with 9, Eric Penne Bianco with 4, and Eric Gustafson with 3. Just a tough loss for the Owls tonight. Ridgeway forced them into the mistakes they made, but then there's also just times they shot themselves in the foot.
They did. So once again, here from the Owls Nest, your Owls lose to the Ridgeway Elkers 44-38. Our next broadcast is going to be on December 29th when the Owls travel to the IBO tournament. They commonly do during the holiday season. That it'll be a Thursday opening game at Allegheny Limestone. I'm not sure who they'll play. It's at the Allegheny Limestone High School. So once again, You have anything else, Gav?
I do not.
This is James Patrick and poor Gav signing off from the Owl's Nest. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.